Blog Talk Radio.
Just to behold his face one day, to stand in the presence of the King, that's all I want him to do, is to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Take me to the King, I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you this song. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak. We're chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healer that I need. Take me to the King. Don't have much to bring. My heart. Don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the King.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, yes, we serve a living King. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just excited about you being with us today. Thank you so much. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. She'll be coming up shortly after a few announcements. You better get excited about Jesus. Yeah. God bless you. Praise God, praise God. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, if you're just joining us live, thank you so much for being with us. This is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Smallwood. She'll be coming up. Hey, real quick, the number 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. I highly recommend you tweet that out, email it, fax it, tweet it, text it, whatever, out to at least 20 people while you're on the line there, and let people know that Apostle's on today with Matters of the Heart broadcast. We are so excited about Apostle being with us today. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, let's get started, guys, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, real quick, for those who don't know, hey, Apostle Smallwood, she is a wife, a mother, three adult children, and seven grandchildren. Praise God for that. Grandmother, minister of the gospel, ladies and gentlemen, and a registered nurse and a mentor in those areas. She's also saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, you know we got to give God some praise for that, because that's what it's all about. Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Dr. Smallwood's in media, as you can imagine. She's also been on radio, ladies and gentlemen, around the network and Eternal Life TV, and has spoken around the world, ladies and gentlemen. She currently oversees ministries in the state of Iowa, in the USA, and in Uganda, Africa, with many spiritual sons and daughters. She also serves as the minister today, chaplain, mentor, and the people's resource with a listening ear. As you know, today, man, we better have a good listening ear today, because a lot of people need what Apostle does. Yeah. Amen. Hey, Apostle Smallwood serves as a minister, chaplain, mentor, and the people's resource. Ladies and gentlemen, as mentioned earlier, she is a mental health life coach, wellness coach, motivational speaker, empowerment speaker, advocate and counselor for domestic violence and suicide prevention. She is really good in these areas, folks. Even the governments and the cities are calling her wonderful services and wonderful professionalism as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know, I present to you this day, Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood of the Matters of the Heart broadcast. Apostle, welcome to your broadcast today. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you on today. God bless you. This is a wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for this day. Hallelujah. This is a day that he allowed us to see matters of the heart. Whatever's concerning your heart today, give that matter to God and let God fix it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you today. We praise you today. Father, we give it up today and we honor the man of God, Kevin Vaughn, on this line on Blog Talk Radio. Lord, we thank Men's Let's Talk Network. God, we bless the Lord for this man of God on today. Lord, continue to bless him and keep him, God, enlarge his territory, God. Lord, let there never be anything missing, lacking, or broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you for who you are today. We thank you, God. You're worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Our hearts, deal with our hearts, God, because you said that our heart is deceitfully wicked. So, Father, we know how things come at us from all different ways, God, and try to enter into our heart. But, God, you apply blood covering over our heart and shield us, God, that we will walk in your statutes, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to hear you. Help us to hear you, God. Help us to obey you, God. Help us not just to listen, but to hear in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you, God, for our protection. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord God, that you woke us up another day. Today. In the name Jesus. It is the sweetest name that I know, something about the name Jesus. This morning, hallelujah, he woke us up. He had our name written on the wake-up list this morning, and he woke us up. He woke our families up, and many don't have that testimony today, but that's enough to give God praise. To do it, what he did. We're not planning a funeral. So, God, we thank you for your word today, for your word, God, that we stand on, that we live by, God, that we walk by day and night, God, that we depend on, God, because we know that you are the author, the finisher of our faith, and that your word is true and it is holy, and we thank you, Father. Our hearts would not be hearts of stone, that you will touch that heart, God, that you will break up those stony places, God, that you will give us a heart to receive, God, and not be so judgmental and critical, God, when we don't have all the answers, but it's in your word. So, Father, before we start trying to tear down the men and women of God, let us just sit quietly in your presence and let you do a work in us. And get us straight, and then we need to walk in that. And then, God, we thank you that you will do the work in us that needs to be done. Lord, we don't come saying that we are perfect, but, God, we're trying to fulfill the mandate that you have placed on our life. We're trying to be obedient. So, Father, forgive us, oh, God, of our shortcomings. Forgive us of our sins this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we repent. In Jesus' name, and Lord, we're sorry if we've offended you or we've offended the Holy Spirit. We are sorry, and we ask for forgiveness, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, forgive us, because that's not our desire, God. don't desire, God, to fail you or to make you angry with us, oh God, or displease you, God. But, Lord, we want to make you happy, God. We want you, oh God, to be proud of us, oh God. We want you to be able to say, that's my son, that's my daughter, in whom I'm well pleased. I know that I can trust them with the word. I know that I can trust them with the sheep. I know that I can trust them with this building. I know that I can trust them with these finances. So, Father, I thank you, God, that you've done and all you're doing and what you're going to do, God. Thank you, God, for the purpose on all of our lives, Lord. Pray for your pastors and your leaders all over the world, God. We pray for the President of the United States, for our military forces, God. Lord, and we pray, oh God, for Hawaii this morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God. These are heart matters. They're heart matters. We pray for these families in Hawaii that lost all of these family members. This concerns our heart because these hearts are broken today and they are grieving because many of them do not know where their family members are. So, Father, we pray for them and we lift them up to you today, God, that you would surround them, oh God, and encamp, embrace them, Lord, and encamp angels all around them, God. Lord, let them know that there is still hope. God, and you're the same God, and that you love them, and that you will make a way where it seems like there's no way. When it seems like that everything is over, God, you step in and you make a way. Because, Lord, I thank you because you've done it before, and you can do it again. So we bless you, God, and we praise you. We honor you in Jesus' matchless name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on today. He's good. He's merciful. God is worthy. I mean, we take God for granted. We take so many things for granted because it may not be happening right here in our state. It may not be happening to one of your family members. But we still got to be concerned about our sisters and our brothers, no matter what the location. We must feel their pain. We must pray for them. Concern. The Bible said, love your neighbor like yourself. Neighbor like yourself. They may be at distance, but they're still our sisters and brothers. And that is purely devastating. And if you don't have compassion for that, you're not in Christ. So you can just don't even say it. Don't let it be heard coming out of your mouth. If you can't feel and have compassion and empathy and pray for your sisters and brothers that's going through that level of devastation, don't say you are a child of God. Don't say you know God because you do not. You don't know God and God don't know you. God is love. He's love. He's not just love when I'm up and I'm doing good. God loves you at all times. He hates sin. Sin is not sin. It's a behavior. That's a lifestyle that you live in. But you are God's creation, and God loves you. He sees everything. He knows everything. He's all wise. So today I'm just going to talk very general about God's eyes are not covered. He's not blindfolded. God is not blindfolded. He sees right on through everything because there's nothing strong enough that could keep him from seeing. Our Heavenly Father, that he knows all things that's going on. Sometimes we get tired of praying because we think that God don't care anymore, that he's not listening, that he's not there. But he sees everything that's going on. He sees it even before it happens because he can look into the future. We only know in part, but he knows the whole matter. When God's children cry out to him, and I specify when God, big G, capital G, children cry out to him because they are being oppressed, he hears their cry, delivers them from their oppressors. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through anything. It just means that God's going to prove himself mighty and strong. I'm still God. No matter what I allowed you to go through, I was perfecting something in you, but I'm still going to deliver you, because when I say enough is enough, that's where it stops right there. So let's begin in the book of Exodus, 7 verse in Exodus, Old Testament, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. That's the Pentateuch, the first 5 books, Exodus 3 and 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. He sees everything, the good, the sick, the up, the downs, the trouble, the hurt, the affliction of my people, which are in, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrows. There's nothing that's unknown to God. And it is the same today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He sees what you're going through. You may feel like it is an impossible situation. And you are right. It's impossible for you. But there is no impossibility in God. It is the same for you. God knows what you're dealing with in your life today, and God will be there on time, and he will rescue you. He'll turn your situation around. What the enemy meant for harm, God will take that thing and turn it around for your good. Prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. That's what he'll do. That's how much he loves you. They'll see you sitting at the head of the table when before they had you sitting outside looking through the door. But he'll have you as the guest of honor at the head table. Because, see, God is just like that. He said, I'll take that that's been discarded, and I'll put you over everything. You know, Joseph was sold into slavery. But he ended up being the one that was rationing out the food during the famine. See, though you sold me into slavery because I was a dreamer and I made the mistake of sharing my dreams, you sold me away. You threw me down in a pit. God rescued me. God had a plan and a purpose for my life. And you still got to come back to me, because I'm going to be the very one, and I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm still going to be a blessing to you. That's how God works. In Exodus 3 and 8, so I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up and out of that land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. God is able to change hearts and minds. He's able to turn any bad situation into a good situation in an instant. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what it looks like, because you're looking with a natural eye. Start to look at it in the spirit and see it. And when he said, cast your cares on him, that's exactly what it means. But you won't release it. You put part of you. You said, well, I gave it to God. But no, you didn't. You said the words, but you didn't really release. So unless you release it to him, saying the words don't mean nothing. You really have to put action. You say the words, now cast it. So if you cast it on him, then you don't have to keep talking about it. You need to start praising him in advance for victory. God, I know you got this. Because if I deal with this one, I'm going to make a mess. God is able to change hearts. He nearly changed the heart of a king. He said, I almost believe. I almost believe. In Exodus 3 and 9, he said, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. 10, it says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. God utilizes. He uses willing vessels. Servants, willing vessels to accomplish his will in the earth. Time for God. Now, many times, God will use more of those that are born again. They don't have time. They're not available. They say, well, you know, I'm busy because, you know, my weave is going to take 8 hours and then I got to go get my nails and my feet done. But all of that time when God could be telling you something that he needs you to do, or when he could be giving you strategies for what he needs you to do, you're making time for everything else, and then all that you don't make time for, you end up making excuses for, and of every excuse that you make, God has heard them all. And he just waits to, well, when they're ready, and they can make, they can squeeze me in, by then, I'm going to be moved on to someone who is available. See, that's one thing. God is not going to wait for you to get ready when he's already prepared you. If you put everything before God, that very thing that you put before him, I promise you, you're going to lose it. If he have you and he's giving you the gift of healing and he needs to send you somewhere to pray for someone and he's going to tell you, but you're so busy, you can't even... Really, you can't even recognize the voice of God because there's so much noise in your ear. He can't use you. You are not available. Neither are you consecrated and set apart. You have to be consecrated. You have to consecrate yourself. You just can't run up on nobody and say, oh, well, I'm ready to pray. No, no. When you're doing the things of God, you have to do preparation before you go so that you know that you're clearly hearing from God. First, it starts with repentance. Nothing can block the communication between you and God. Sin separates us from God. I'm telling you, we must be available. Not available? We can't say, oh, but God, never, I never get used in church. Used for what? All your time that God could have prepared you to be used, you spend it in the nail shop, in the salon shop, at the buffet, 8 hours for your hair being done, then you went shopping, and then I stopped past the beach. You didn't have time for God. You didn't make time, even though all time belonged to him, but you took all that time and filled it up with worldly things. Beautify your outside. Do nothing to build up your inside. Nothing. What about your spirit? It's dying as you are glorifying your outside. I don't glory in nothing but in God. It's simple as that. I couldn't care less about no net. I don't think I've been in a shop in over a year. If I wanted to, I would, but at the end of the day, I don't have time for that mess. I'm not sitting up in there. And I don't want to put that stuff on my hands anyway. I can do my own. I'm good. In Exodus 3 and 11, and Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Moses wasn't really questioning God's ability to deliver Israel. He was questioning his own ability. Moses knew that there was nothing impossible for God. He knew that God could do it. But Moses didn't have the confidence in himself that he could do it. Well, that's very opposite from many of the people in ministry today. They got more confidence in what they can do than they put in what God can do. So we reversed the role of what God is supposed to do and what we do. Because we say we got all power. So after we done tried everything that we can try, then what do we do? Then we, after we've tried everything and it failed, then we just are going.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Smallwood. Look like we lost her signal. She should be back in a few seconds. And we thank you so much for joining us. She is really diving into the Word today. And we thank God for you listening all across the network there. So appreciate you so much for being with us. She'll be back with us shortly. We want to make sure that you guys are listening to the Word of the Lord today. Hey, this is Matters of the Heart broadcast with Dr. Smallwood. We're having some technical difficulties, and we'll have her back. I know in Georgia we had some storms come through here, and I'm not sure where they're gone, but that may be part of it. But we'll bring her back shortly as soon as she dials back in. So we thank you so much for this time. So until then, what we'll do, we'll play a little song. How about that? We'll play a song as we wait for Apostle to come back on in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank God for who he is. We thank God for the opportunity to be here with you today. And we thank those who are listening right now. Thank you so much for being with us. And we thank God for you. I believe she's back now on the network. So we're going to bring Apostle. Apostle, we got you back now. Thank you so much. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. I don't know what is happening, but it just dropped. I mean,
no
that's
problem.
How the devil is, you know. All right? Amen. Yeah. God still is God, and he still
that's
has
right.
all power.
That's right.
I got
that's
the
right.
victory already.
Amen,
so I ain't
my sister.
Him no credit for nothing.
That's right. If God gets
so,
all the glory and praise. All we do is
he
dial
gets
back
all
in.
All the glory.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
Amen.
Moses wasn't questioning God's ability. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bind up that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Exodus 3 and 12. My God, my God. Exodus 3 and 12, it reads, and he said, certainly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. It was God's power that delivered Israel from Egypt. Do you think that he might power to deliver you from those who oppress you today? Yes, he does. He has the power to deliver you from anyone who oppresses you and anything that oppresses you today. God has the power to deliver you. You doubt it. Don't you doubt it. I don't care what nobody say, because you know there will always be naysayers. There will always try to be people that get you to get off course, because if you get off course, then they can go to somebody else, because they like to carry rumors, and especially when it's something about those that are trying to live for Christ. I mean, they really get a kick out of that when they say, well, I knew they weren't going to make it. No, you didn't know nothing. All you were doing, you're just a gossiper. That's what you are. You're a gossiper. So when you are not fully deceived from, delivered from that spirit of gossip, and always praying for another one's downfall, then you have a tendency to always find fault in what everyone else does, but yet you are absolutely doing nothing. So at the end of the day, no matter what anybody says, if you're doing a work for God, do all you can, still pray and ask God to help you and trust God. Ask God to build up your faith. You keep walking day by day, little by little, and you just keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. God, give me the wisdom. Give me the insight. But don't you give up. Don't you give up. That's what the enemy wants to see. He wants to see you give up. That you will not do. And he will help us on today. He'll deliver us. Exodus 13 and 13 says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And 14 is saying, God said unto Moses, am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am that I am. I am that I am have sent me. Has sent me. This is the reason Jesus would say, I am the vine. I am the way. I am the living water. God will be whatever he chooses, whenever he chooses, including Emmanuel, which translates means God with us. He can be whatever he want to be because he's God. Since he created everything that ever was created, who can stop him from being what he wants to be? So whatever you need him to be in your current situation, and I know it's hard sometimes. Don't think that we all don't go through sometimes because we do. Some of us, we have our valley experience, but know this, there's even a lesson in the valley. I say, and you've got to go through the valley before you get to the mountaintop because there has to be a preparation time, a preparation, even before a bride in biblical times. That was a time that she had to be set apart to be prepared. Time of separation before she became the bride. There's a time of preparation that God has to prepare you, and he has to groom you so that when he do present you, then guess what? The world will know that this surely is the Lord's doing. This is not something that man did because I remember when, because you know they love to go backwards. Yeah, I remember when you used, well, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you still have a memory. But as for me, when he saved me, he threw my sins in the sea of forgetfulness. But you can drag them around as long as you like. I have no problem with it. I don't feel the weight of it. It's all for me. I'm living for Jesus. And his burdens are light. So I thank the Lord for his word. I choose to believe God. God is with, he's with me. He's with you. No matter what we're going through, God is with us. Sometimes it don't feel like it. It can hurt so bad. It can look so, sometimes it just look like, God, I don't see no way. No, you don't see it. But he's an all-seeing God. He sees it. As long as you trust him, you say, well, God, you know, I'm just walking in blind faith because that's exactly what it is. Look, I can't see it, but God, I'm going to trust you in this one all the way. No matter what, God, I still trust you. In Exodus 3 and 15, it said, and God said, moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, O Lord God of our of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever. And this is my memorial unto all the generations. And verse 16 said, go. That's a command. Go. Elders of Israel together and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me. I have surely visited you and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. Now, Moses had a message to carry. And God told him, go. When God gives you a message, or if you get a download or a prophetic word, and God tells you to go, why is it you sitting around murmuring and complaining about, well, I just don't believe that. I believe that's a false prophecy. I believe this is this, and I believe this is that. Well, you know what? When God, fivefold mentioned in the New Testament, every one of them is in the earth today, and every one of them are in, real and truly, they're functioning. Every one, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, the whole fivefold ministry is in effect today. Some people say nothing exists but the pastor. That's the biggest lie ever told. Don't you fall for the okey-doke. Those are shenanigans. People play with your mind. That's a word I got from my spiritual mom. Those are shenanigans. They play with your mind. As a matter of fact, you know that wouldn't make no sense because out of the five, why would God go down and say, oh, I'll just pick number four out of the five it's in my Holy Bible. Why would I just pick that and that's the only one that has any say in the body of Christ today? No, ma'am, no, sir. you have been deceived, and you need to wake up and read your Bible. You know, because if he pointed out his spirit on all flesh, he didn't say he would just point it out and that your son and your daughter, they're going to prophesy, and the old men are going to dream dreams. Okay, well, if he point out his spirit, then he can't pour it out on nobody but the pastor, remember? And nobody in the church, many people don't recognize no one but the pastor in the church. That is their God. It is not Jesus. It is not our Heavenly Father. They don't recognize the Holy Spirit. They recognize pastor. And that's their God. That's who they lord over. So really did that. Pastor really did. How about the Holy Spirit and Jesus? Look, the Spirit of God really moved. The Holy Spirit was really in the house today. God really moved in the house today. God, that was a true encounter with the Spirit of God today, and the anointing of God fell upon the people today. The pastor can't do that. That's God. That's God's work. The pastors are very important to feed the sheep. But understand that all anointing, all deliverance, all the credit goes to God, even though God may use the pastor. But understand that some of these offices, the pastor is not capable of operating in. Be real clear about that. You have to know what lane you're in. And it doesn't mean that he can't do just anything but pastor, because God can give as many gifts as he chooses to whoever he wants to. Many people possess several gifts. You can walk in several gifts, but one can be your office, and God can use you in other gifts. You can have other gifts, but your office is the office of a pastor. Your office can be that of an apostle, and an apostle really and truly can operate in every one of the fivefold. The prophet can prophesy. They can pastor. I go out and I evangelize. I've done it all, so I know I can do it all. So, but I'm just saying, you have one office that you walk, and that one is your strongest one. And so for us to say that, if you haven't seen Jesus, you're not an apostle. Well, you're kind of on the wrong side of the tracks. So you need to go back to your word and study your word, because that's false doctrine that you're teaching. That's not even biblical. So it's pure nonsense. But I'll leave that for you to figure out. God heard the cry of his people, and God hears our cry as well. Don't ever forget to thank him. When God delivers you from your oppressors and those that take advantage of you and those that use you and those that beat you down and those that don't think you're good enough and those that shut you out for the longest, and now that it seems like God is raising you up, now they want to connect to you like they've been speaking to you all along. How about the devil as a whole lie? You will not connect to me, because whatever it is that God has done in my life, all you want to do is get close to me so that you can suck the blood out of my life. No way. You will not. No, you won't be getting close to me. I'm not angry with you, but I want you to stay your distance. You're welcome to come to church, but you will never hold no office up in here, because if I wasn't good enough then, I'm still not good enough to you. So I know you're coming to start division, and at the end of the day, I'm watching you with this eagle eye, and you can believe that. I said, a snake is a snake. I don't care how many times they shed their skin, it's still a snake. All day, if it bit you once, it will bite you again. And I said, now, it's up to you. If you let them come right back up close to you in your inner circle, and then they be your downfall. If God delivered you, you better stay delivered. Some things you just have to let it go. Still pray for them, and you're not angry with them either. But they can't walk with you because they want to be you. To be you. They want the accolades. But they have done none of the work, none of the suffering, none of it. But they want to sit at the head table. They want to be served. And never have they served anyone. Don't want to serve, but want to be served. But the greatest among you is the servant. The higher you go, the more you're going to serve. I serve all the time, and I don't care. I don't mind at all. As a matter of fact, honestly, I enjoy it. I enjoy serving. I don't care about mopping the bathroom. I don't care about doing nothing. I'll usher. I don't care. I'll work in the kitchen. I'll make plates. I don't care. I will do whatever needs to be done. You've got to have a servant's heart. And whatever you're doing it as unto the Lord. I ain't trying to impress no pastor, no bishop, no apostle, no archbishop, no nobody. I want to please God. I'm available, God, to use me wherever I'm needed. I'll sing in the praise and worship. I'll do the sermonic. I'll do whatever I can do to the best of my ability. Because I know what I can't do, God will do the rest. In Acts 7 and 30, he'll deliver you from your oppressors. Just remember that. In Acts 7 and 30, it said, and when 40 years were expired, there appeared to him in the wilderness of Mount Sinai an angel of the Lord in a flame of fire in a bush. 31 said, when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. And as he drew near to it, the voice of the Lord came unto him, verse 32, saying, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. Then Moses trembled and does not behold. My God. Moses feared to look upon God. This is in the book of Acts. That Moses feared to be able to look upon the face of God meant that you were dead. No. I'm afraid. He feared, and it was a reverential fear. Now, can I prove that? No. But Moses loved God, and he honored God. So I really believe that it was a reverential fear. And then in Acts 33, and the Lord said to him, put off thy shoes from thy feet, for the place where thou standest is holy ground. I have seen, in verse 34, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt. And I have heard their groaning, and have come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. There are times that God will come down to earth. People try to create their own salvation, as many are today. It's man-made salvation because it don't have nothing to do like God. It don't even resemble holiness in no point. It don't even resemble nothing that's in the Word of God because they done twisted it so until it looks like jumbo soup and sounds like jumbo. It's just a whole mixture of some everything in the world and all these different religions, but it don't have no sound doctrine. It's no foundation to stand on because it's a hot mess.com. It ain't no reality to that mess. It sounds like somebody that was having a nervous breakdown getting up there talking with all of this foolishness. That's not what the Word of God says. So the Word of God don't have it that way. Guess what? It's not sound doctrine. It's not. So you be careful what people are reading in your ear. You better have your own Bible or have your phone set up where you can read yourself. Because they'll tell you any lie to get you to follow them. So when people try to create their own salvation, God will come down to stop them. And that's in Genesis 11, 1 through 10. When he sees his children being oppressed, he'll come down to deliver them, especially if they are doing the Father's work. When you're about the Father's business and people are oppressing you and they are doing you wrong, don't ever think that God is blind to it. Oh, he sees it. But he said, vengeance is mine. He don't want you to retaliate. He wants you to trust the God of your salvation. Because he will come down and see about you. He will make it right. He will wish everything that was taken. He will make you the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. He will. You'll be the lender and not the bar. Just know you'll be blessed going coming in and blessed going out. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed in the marketplace. Everywhere you go, you will be blessed. God will come down, and he'll see about you because he know you're living for him. And then this world system, they've created a whole false salvation that's going to lead millions and millions, if not billions, to hell because they don't teach holiness. They don't teach sanctification. They don't teach much or nothing but talk about things and cars and houses and fancy jewelry and designer this and designer that. Well, you're not going to be designing nothing in hell, I promise you that. But at the end of the day, God has made a way for us that we don't have to go to hell. We can live well on earth with Christ because Christ can lead and guide us. Look, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. He wants our soul to prosper. And he wants our soul to prosper. He wants us to be in good health. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. He didn't say some things. He said all these things shall be added unto you. All. Whatever you need, not just your needs, but what do you want, daughter? What do you want, my son? What do you want? What do you want? If earthly fathers give gifts to their children, what more won't our heavenly father give to his children? He loves us with an eternal love. That you are not going to find anywhere else. No one can love you like God. No one can love you like Jesus. No one. And Jesus is there interceding for us to the Father. Know this. God sees. He understands. His heart is touched. He prays for us in our distress when you're crying out to him. I know sometimes how bad it can be, how I know I've been there. I've been there. I can talk about what I've been through myself, but I'm telling you, there's never been a time that God didn't see me through. There's never been a time that he didn't come and make a way. Did I see it? No. Did I doubt? Yes. I repent for even doubting. I didn't see no way. I didn't see no way. But God was the way. He was the way. He was put my trust in him. And again, I pray that you've heard something to encourage you today. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you because our God, he is for the earth. The whole earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all they that dwell therein, for the cattle on 1,000 hills, they belong to him. He said that we will live in houses that we did not build. We're going to enjoy the fruit of this land. We're going to enjoy many things. God's going to wipe out debt. He's going to cancel debt from those that believe. If you stay consistent and you stay with your hand in his hand, if you continue to walk upright, and you continue to live right, you continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ no matter what. No matter what anybody say, stand firm. Jesus, our Savior. No one can get to the Father except they come through the Son. He is our Savior. He is our deliverer. He is our provider. He's our healer. God is. God is. is everything that we need. And his word, he sent. You can read the word. And he sent us a comforter. He sent the Holy Spirit. So pray to God that he would fill you with his Holy Spirit. Pray to God to fill you with his Holy Spirit so that you'll be able to understand the word, so that the Holy Spirit can reveal and revelate to you the word of God as you read. You have no power unless you have the Holy Spirit. He said, after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, then, that means after and then, you shall have power. He told us that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, he said, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal, I would forgive their sins and I would heal their land. But the thing of it is, we don't want to do our part. If there's a prerequisite for sin and healing the land, if my people would turn from their wicked ways, turn, it requires a turn. That's the prerequisite. God bless you. God bless you. And I pray that God saved today. He set free today. He delivered today in the name of Jesus. He forgives sin today. Told the backslider, be reclaimed today back to God, that we give our lives back to God, and that we praise and thank God for the little things that we call it. But there's another little. He said, despise not small beginnings. So whatever God has started in you, give God praise for that. This is Apostle Dr. Suzia Smallwood, your host and founder of Matters of the Heart. I pray to God that this word has blessed you in some way. And I'll see you again on next Friday, if the Lord permits. In Jesus' name, God bless you. It's back to you, Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, what a powerful word. We thank you so much. She blessed the entire planet through the network today. But let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, first of all, for the Almighty God who created Dr. Smallwood. He created her. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, amen. Yes, and we honor Dr. Smallwood and her family today as well. So y'all give a round of applause for Apostle as well right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Excited. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So Apostle, I know you know this already, but some people may not know this. This is Romans 8 and 38, guys. It says, for I am persuaded. Oh, boy, Apostle said, you got to be persuaded today, guys. Come on now. For I am persuaded that neither death,
yes.
Come on now, neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, or any other creature shall be able.
Nothing.
Nothing. This is Apostle. This is how Apostle teaches right now. Nobody shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus,
now,
our Lord. You better give
Amen.
God some praise for your salvation.
Hallelujah.
If nothing else, y'all need to thank him just for saving you and calling you. Now, know that you didn't call him. He called you. Know that. Please know that. All right? Please know that. Amen.
Come on.
We ain't playing. Apostle, we ain't playing with the word, because the word is true.
You
can't. Amen.
It
can't
is.
Play with it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everybody listening around the world. We thank God for those who may have said, oh, man, I repent. After the apostle said, repent. Repent before the Lord and get back on track.
Hallelujah.
It don't take but a few seconds, folks. Just repent before the Lord if you don't know him and get back on track. And those who don't know him,
thank
just
you,
call
Jesus.
Out to him, folks. Call out to him and he will answer your call. Even if you're not a believer, folks, he will call. You just say, Lord, I don't get it. Or God, I don't understand what's going on. He will reveal yourself to him. And if you need a little help, just give us a call. Give me a call. I'll make sure you get in touch with Doc if you need to. But call me first, 404-401-0233. Give me a call or text. Say, hey, I need to hear more about this Jesus. Or if you want to talk to Apostle Smallwood, I will screen those calls first. Make sure you're good. And then before we get to the apostle, but that number, 404-401 877-207-0233, because we are not playing, folks. So if you're not coming with some real need there, we're going to have to let you go,
Come on, all right?
But we love you so much out there. But, guys, you can also give me an email or message us on this network. This is going to be on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all of the above, plus YouTube. Anywhere that you hear this broadcast today, please just message me, say, hey, I want to hear more about this Jesus, or I would like to get in touch with Apostle Smallwood. Probably the quickest way, if you want to do that safely, is on, she's on Facebook, guys. She is on Facebook, Dr. Susia Smallwood. That's one way to get in touch with her as well. But you can also get in touch with me as well through the network. So we thank you. Apostle, we are so excited. Let's get another
amen.
Cup of praise before we go to song.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Man,
I don't want to speed up, you know, Apostle, I don't want to speed up the next week, but I'm already for next Friday already. I tell you, get excited. praise God. Amen.
Thank
amen. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are excited about Doc Man with us today. We want to bless your soul today, and we thank you so much. Hey, we want to leave you with this real quick. As my mentor would say, remember to always outlove, outserve, and out forgive each other. Remember that Jesus is Lord. And let the church say amen. Amen. Yeah. Have a great day, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
To what his word says,
amen.
God has spoken.
God has spoken. The church say, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.
that the church heard. Yeah. Oh,
God has spoken.
God has spoken. I feel it in my spirit. God, God, everybody all over the world, let the believers.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been another broadcast of the Matters of the Heart broadcast with Apostle Dr. Susia Smallwood. Hey, we'll see you next time. Have a great rest of the day and have a great weekend coming up, guys. And remember that Jesus is Lord, and always remember to pray, folks. Pray each and every day in Jesus' mighty name. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care.